Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going to the Lightship normally about a quarter till, so about 40 minutes from now, approximately. And let's clear the day today. Today is January 14th, 2017. Here we go. Boy, I'm already yawning. Holy smokes. So here we go. One, two, three, must be a heavy day. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, do that one over. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And let's energize the light beam or beams that you may have up on your computer screen or TV or monitor or something. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. And when the light beams come in and get activated there, a lot of times it'll chase away the bad Scoobies in your room. And sometimes even the ones inside of you. So here we go, activating the light beams. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And if you happen to have a, some type of thing going on in your life that you don't like, an owie or emotional problem or something, think of it right now. And I can take you off of that one timeline. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. So we're now going to bring our co-host on. And tonight we have Michelle. Are you out of the makeup room, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday Night. We're going to do Saturday Night on the Lightship tonight. So that sounds great, like Ron said, about a quarter to. And I heard you say, Ron, tonight that you were going to get rid of the bad Scoobies. I think that's really funny. So that's awesome. All right. Coming up next weekend, we have the pin removal healing call. That's going to be January 21st. So people might want to mark that down on their calendar. There may have been some different ideas on exactly what day that was going to happen, but I believe we have settled on January 21st. But today we did a really great call with Ron. It was very healing, I have to say. I think my body let go of a lot of major stuff, Ron. So I don't know if you wanted to talk about that at all.
I'll have to go back to see what we did. I know that I had people maybe indicate on their body some way when we were bringing in energies to help release that. So we were doing that to different situations that you could have had. Beyond that, I can't remember too much. Well, that's a long time ago for me. Now, as you're in the now, but an hour or 2 hours ago is like an eternity. So if you all enjoyed the call, that's wonderful. And if you had something happen where you feel much better, you might want to just send us a little testimonial or just, go to the CLS questions at Yahoo or the fast chat there and indicate how it was for you. So back to you.
Yeah, I think everybody, I'm guessing that everyone had a very individual experience depending on exactly what they asked for to be healed. So that is exactly what happened, Ron, and that's probably the only difference between this and many other calls is that we did individual stuff that we were all asking for. So it was a really good call. Okay, so I'm just going to dive into some of the questions. Let's see. Our first question here tonight is about other light beings. And I don't know if I'm going to say this exactly correctly, but I believe the question is, if there are any other light beings that are listening and would like to receive a light code or activate or become a light being, could they use these clearings? I'm not sure if they're speaking about other people like me, a human, or like Ron, who is a light being right now. But did you want to comment on that, Ron?
I don't know of any other ones that were here or that are here. So that's about all that I can say. There's no activation for them. They'd be who they are. You don't need to be activated. That probably have come here to help out got stuck into darkness, and they're no longer useful. Oh, that's what I would say. And I would know if there was one here on the planet because I would recognize the energy on it. So, aside from that, I'd probably say there probably isn't anything or anyone here. I've had some people text me only saying that they thought they were one and they were doing stuff also, but I didn't feel any resonance on them. Because you don't have a history. So most people that think they would be one will have a history still. Already been taken down. Or they never were one, but they think they are. Well, that's all I like to say there. I'll switch it over here. A movie the other day on YouTube, and it was a gentleman that sounded pretty good, and he had some good information. So it was, the name of it was Time Travel Dilemma. Repeat that, the Time Travel Dilemma. And it was put up October 27th, 2016. And the person's name, what he goes by is Field of the Sun. So if you wanted to watch that, it is kind of interesting, showing different pictures of time travelers as they are probably who they are now versus who they were in the past, and other photos that just show people in pictures that look different completely. Anyway, that's kind of interesting to watch that. Oh, back to you.
Okay, so maybe some of us can watch that. That sounds very interesting. All right, I will make a note of that. Okay, so our next question then is, it's about mantras, Ron, and they're basically like repetitions of certain words. It says, what do you have to say about the science of repeating sacred syllables or mantras? How effective are they?
Not that you're probably saying something. That you're in dark energy, number one. Keep repeating it over and over again. And we do the mind to heart drop and in your spirit to do this. Take your thoughts away and become peaceful. That's what it amounts to. And, 15, 20 seconds, you're done. Well, the other way we'll say that people are doing, repeating the mantra, right away they're in mind energy. By saying it over and over again, that's instilling upon you that particular timeline with that mantra on it, went into a timeline, and it's mind energy. And are you commanding your spirit? I don't know. I don't know if anybody out there, that you're listening, ever heard anybody else have them say on a mantra that you now command your spirit? I have never heard that. They're in mind energy. So what's the mantra doing? It's another brainwashing effect. And it just takes you out of your head and probably puts you on a timeline somewhere else. You're not going to be in peace because you're communicating to the darkness, mind energy. So that's the way I would look at it. So do you want to do it? I wouldn't recommend it. People do it. Imagine there's millions of people doing mantras. Think of all the people bowing down, with their butts in the air, worshiping something, and doing mantras about praising something. So it's all dark side connections. Back to you. And where's your spirit involved in this here? Oh, back to you.
Yeah, very interesting. And also, I heard once somebody mention that the practice of doing that also does something to the top of your mouth with your tongue when you're saying these words and how it's manipulating something physically in your brain or whatnot. But it's still, when it comes down to it, always mind energy. So I know you've talked about that in every capacity and how basically all religions are based around that idea of manipulating something outside of yourself through mind energy. So probably not going to take you to where you want to really go. Okay, well, this is kind of a testimonial. Somebody wrote and they said, I recently did a soul family clearing, and as a result, I have been getting along much better. I do not get caught up with their family drama. That's very cool.
Good.
I think that's why we do it, right? That's a good one.
Active okay. From mind energy and from timelines of the people that may be close to you. By doing so, then you're being courted. Courting can do. It can kill you. It's just like a tax star is when you're courted. All of a sudden, you catch some kind of illness. You have a hard time breathing or something, and that maybe brings on an illness or something, and then die from that stuff. You don't know if it's on an energetic level that's being killed. So, right? And it does work into the physical here, and you hop over dead. So that's psychic attack energies, which is the same thing as energetic cording, basically, because they're taking away energies from you and giving you something through that energetic cord. So back to you.
Okay. And likewise, actually kind of on the same thread, somebody wrote in and they said, my father's spirit and emotional body, I saw parts of my father's personality and habits in a few of the family that were spread around. They were at the funeral and a yearly memorial for the cemetery that Chinese have for ancestors before I cleared him. So they were seeing remnants of their father's behavior in other family members before they did the spirit and emotional body clearing on him.
Yep. So that's what happens. They body hop.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Body hopping other people so they can live life through those people, feel their emotional experiences to get charged up, even induce of experience, so maybe sadness where the person is crying, where that entity is just sucking up that energy. Well, that's what happens. It could also be through laughter, too. Maybe the person was always a jokester, right? So they could say different jokes, make people laugh. Make them laugh so much they go into tears, you know? So, you know, that entity could pop into somebody and that person at the ring can start spilling off all the different things the guy was saying or she was saying when they were alive and having a great time with all the relatives and people at that event, we'll say. It could be a year later, anniversary or something, and everybody's really happy now. One soul is just being possessed, carrying on with that energy. So the person leaves. Back to you.
Wow, it's so interesting because, yes, everybody has a certain little, they have a little traits, little things they do, little ways of the personality, and it would be interesting to see that in somebody and then know that you could, you know, allow that spirit to be at rest, to go to the creation light ship, allow the emotional body to go back to earth and really set that being to rest. So that's really a wonderful gift that we didn't have until you came here and basically set it up for us online so that we could do that. So I think it's just amazing. Okay, well, we have a question here, Ron, about the advanced timeline crash. So the person wants to know if you could explain a little bit about what the vortex and the muscle memories do and why was it added in addition to the upside down and tangent clearings.
Well, either we find out that's beneficial. So, yes, the muscle memory is connected to, or probably is also connected to your cellular memory. Let's do a muscle memory, please. So, what part of the body? I got one. How about choking? Everybody has coughs now and then, right? You have a cough now, Michelle, or anything?
Actually, I do right now, yeah. That's pretty funny that you said that.
Let's release muscle memory of the trauma and whatever it's connected to. It can come in any way. Emotional situation, and all of a sudden it gets stuck into your muscle memory. They all know that when you do the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime ones, all of a sudden, when you do those, your muscles get relaxed. A lot of times when people walk around, which I recommend every 10 years after doing the clearing, and years, you know, going down, like, from 50, say, from 50 to 40, then you pause, walk around for a few minutes, pushing and stuff, and all of a sudden you're going to realize, gee, my ankles are popping, my knees are popping, it's popping, my back's popping. Oh, that's something. Well, what it is that's your muscle memory holding the trauma and the dramas of that event. Happens. You become very rigid. Well, popping. And I have an automatic reaction to having blood in your lungs or something. Maybe you have a furball down there or two. Coughing a lot, trying to get rid of that stuff, okay? Ball release with muscle memory. So, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Oh, just see how you are feeling. Oh, coughing or lungs, maybe you've seen this, you may not have those reactions as much. Oh, back to you, Michelle.
So it's interesting when you say muscle memory, do you think it is your family's DNA in your physical body or something that some other part of you is remembering?
It could be many things. Just look at it as on your hard drive of your body. Somewhere you are holding a physical charge somewhere that is preventing your physical body from healing. Remember, your spirit cannot come into density. Blockages. So, are releasing the blockages, now your spirit can come into you, and when it does that, it can heal you. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't come into darkness. That's why, the basic thing of Jesus is you have to become like a child. Well, that just means that you need to be more innocent and basically get rid of thought, get rid of the emotions. That's what it amounts to in the present moment, and have your full spirit activated in your body. Oh, all the time, different ways of saying it. Lost on different programs to finally understand that, but once you realize that your spirit cannot, it got forced out of your body. Those are the blockages, and those blockages will be with you until you die. So if you get them released, you may have longer life. That's sort of how you need to look at it. While you do clearing, so you can live longer, have a better life, and get rid of your stuff. Stuff is causing your problems. And it's taken away activity because you're more into mind energy with all of your stuff. Because mind energy causes your stuff. But you still have stuff to be in the present moment, but as far as physical things. But, the stuff in your body is where you're having troubles. If you're trying to manifest something because your body's blocked, how are you going to use the energy in your body to manifest? So, saying it a whole different way here, which won't make too much sense. Let's say you want another car or a new car, new to you. Either new or used, but it's still going to be new to you. Now, maybe somewhere in your body have a blockage that's preventing you from manifesting a car on there, and that negative energy sort of is relating to not having a new car. energy out, or veils are released from you. And these invisible veils that you that prevent you from being seeing, maybe I won't use the word truth, but that could be the word seeing through the illusion, because there's too much illusion there. You may just think, I want to get a new car, and all of a sudden the illusion pops up. No, you can't have one. Well, you start doing these clearings, and that energy around you, we'll just call it your auric field, different screens in front of you, we'll say, they start to get released. Then all of a sudden, one day you wake up after doing some clearings, actually get a new car. Normally, Brett would say, you would say, nah, I don't want one, I don't need one, or whatever, it's too expensive or something. All of a sudden, you did a clearing, and the veils got released. Now you get maybe a visual appearance, we'll say, of another car. You're able to look through that, the densities now that was there, now they're no longer there, and you may want to move on with your life. Another car, your choice if you wish to have one or not. Before, you just couldn't get it because those thoughts that you had were blocking you. Oh, that's sort of it. But you want to have clearings. Now, was your spirit with you? No, it couldn't be with you because it wasn't there to help you manifest a car. Oh, there's no way you're ever going to get one until you get your spirit energy working with you. That's another way of looking at it. And then you do it in the now, and things are much easier to obtain what you want because everything in the now is connected to each other. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you for explaining that. That's very good. Okay, so somebody wrote in, they said, I was thrilled with the skin clearing of the 12 energies. My skin tingled and felt like I was being scrubbed with a soft brush. Dead skin is dripping off me. Thanks, Ron. So that was something that you did a couple healings ago, possibly one of the weekly shows or calls, and you did 12 source energies clearing on our skin. And I think it helped a lot of people. It was very interesting. I don't know if you've done it before.
That was the first time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ron, so somebody wants some advice. They want to know what clearing would they use for an unknown entity or possibly an artificial intelligence that they feel is bringing bad energy around them. The different things that they've already tried are the mist and the goo clearings, the entity clearing, the blue death ray clearing, timeline crashes, and none of those they feel has helped so far, but maybe there's something else, or maybe it helped to some degree.
That's an entity they're talking about, or was it an energetic attachment?
Their words are an unknown entity or artificial intelligence they feel that is bringing dark energy and possibly poison. So I just automatically wonder if it's something about dark side practitioner, curses, hexes, spells.
I would think I'd probably go that way, yes, uh-huh. And maybe some type of energetic attachment to the body for artificial intelligence. I don't know what to say on that one. Maybe the alien clearing, eliminating alien barcodes and things could be the one that you may want to get onto. Alien attack page. It's hard to... I don't know if I have anything on there that's strong enough without doing something on a conference call of alien-induced artificial body stuff. So I don't know what to say on that.
How about the 2012 nano detox clearing?
That could possibly help.
Yeah, that one is pretty fantastic, and I noticed that it is very helpful to do it more than once, to go all the way through all the years that it mentions, and then do it, you know, a little while after for, you know, just 5 minutes at a time or whatever. And it's very interesting. I actually remember something that kind of got cleared out of me or something occurred that was pretty major the first time I did it. And then after that, it felt like more of a lightness each time as well. So, and that would include, if it really is artificial intelligence, that would include little things like that, because that's what nanotechnology is. So,
yeah. And then also, were you brought here as a time traveler, and you do have those robotic parts with you, and it's part of your makeup, you know? Oh, you know, did you come in with it, or did they attach it to you during this lifetime? Well, that's kind of how to look at it. So back to you.
Yeah, so I guess that would be up to the listener to decide if what they felt was the most useful. And it may help to figure out how to do muscle testing. What gives your body a yes or no? And you can ask your body. Maybe your body knows the answer. So people do that, I know, by either, you know, doing the mind heart drop and then asking your body a question that can be answered by yes or no. And they either sway forward as a yes, sway backwards as a no, or their arm cannot be pushed down for a yes and can be pushed down for a no. There's probably different methods, and there's probably some listed online, but I found it to be helpful to just sometimes ask your body, hey, what do I need next? Which one should I do? So,
and I would tend to think if you do have robotic programs in you, which is what we're talking about, artificial intelligence, I would probably believe that you're able to do a physical skill just by seeing it done once. You'd have the automatic program in you to memorize everything instantly. So, like dancing, you know, most people who dance have to be taught how to dance. So you watch somebody dance a few times or more, so you get the hang of it. But if you're one of those people that could go and just watch all the dance moves and then all of a sudden repeat them, I would say that you do have robotic programs in you and maybe a robotic body, because it just took all that information and you're able to copy it instantly, where a regular person would say, gee, I can't do all that stuff. You have to kind of learn it. That's how I would say if you do think that you have robotic programs in you, just to see, able to learn something that has multiple steps to it instantly. If you can, then you probably are one of those android people. Back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is fascinating, because I know sometimes I've been in classes where it seems like some people pick up things really quickly, and then other people are just a little, it has to get into the deeper memory, like the long-term memory more to really get it. And it's easy to feel like you're kind of maybe behind, and yet it's like, well, you're a normal human. It's okay. So, yes. Okay. All right, Ron, another one of our listeners wrote in, tons of ship clouds in Florida. Many stores are closing.
Stores are closing?
It says stores are closing.
And they're going out of business? Is that what they mean?
It doesn't say. It just says they're closing, so I don't know if that means they're closing for good or if they're closing for the day because it's so dark out. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, so this next question says, can we do an entity clearing going back a few years? That's it. So
the first thing I want to do your whole lifetime clearing. That's what you want to do. If you're asking me if I can go back a couple of years to do an entity clearing, I probably cannot because I'm going to be working in the now here. But, you know, I would question then why would you go back to look at entities in your past because they may not be with you today, you know? A lifetime clearing would clear that from you. That you did, thinking you had entities in you, then you can draw those entities back to you, possibly, into your current now. So I wouldn't look into your past. No. Just start from where you are now. When I clear out things, well, you could have millions of entities, and just focusing on a couple that could be with you on a certain day of a year, I don't see any benefit from that. So just get your whole lifetime clearing and then do the unlimited to stay current with it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, next question. If I change my psychic billboard, do I still need to timeline crash situations?
That's up to you.
Okay.
Answer is probably in the question, you know. Psychic billboard is what you're transmitting right now. Well, you want to, you know, upgrade that. If you're having difficulties with something, then, yeah, you know, the timeline crash, probably what you'd want to do. And how long have you been stuck in your holding pattern? Okay. Sounds like, you know, holding pattern there, and you want a timeline crash to get out of that situation. How long have you been in that? And how many hundreds or thousands of timelines have you been put onto to keep that energy still flowing for the moment for you? At least your present moment on a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we have a response to our question about entities recently or the which clearing would be best for the person who's trying to get rid of an energy. And it says, try alien entities in specific incidents in the whole life unlimited. And I am not sure right now, Ron, do you think that means the alien attack clearing?
I think so. It's the entity I think they're talking about, maybe.
Yes. I believe
that. And also,
that,
you know, on the alien attack page, you could probably put that in there, too. You want to, you're dealing with entities, and, you know, you want to do your whole lifetime entity clearing. Those major ones that you should be doing on yourself. The other clearings are there just to augment those other clearings. Or if you've had entities for your whole life, have doing a Band-Aid clearing that could help you out right now, but you may have a program running in you for some way to attract them, but you need to go to the root of the matter, pause, and you know, get rid of that. So get rid of all the entities that you've had in your life by the whole lifetime clearing, then move on as they start coming in. You could have, let's just say you ended up collecting 10 entities a day. They're living with you. How old are you? At your age, you know, that's a lot of time, you know. At 10 a day in a year, you know, you got 3,000 of them plus, okay? So, just keeping it very simple here. So now you have 3,000 for years of age, so, you know, but now you got 60,000, and, you know, maybe you're 40, so now you got 120,000. That's a lot of entities. Older are you than that if you had 10 a day? So, you know, you don't know what you're picking up. People think they only have one or two, or, you know, a dozen would be a lot, you know. Well, they come into everybody. Whatever you're doing, you can pick up entities. have your breakfast, they could come into you because they want to eat that food that you're having. And when you have lunch, they can, different ones can come in. You know, when you talk to your friends or you hug them and hands or whatever, you know, they could rub off and come into you. You know, you could be exchanging entities. You know, your body's a host. So you want to get rid of them. That's why you have whole lifetime clearings to help you. Nothing is simple with this stuff, believe me. Wish it was simple. Well, back to you.
Yeah. I like to think that when I do an entity clearing for, say, a body part that is aching and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this hurts again and it hurts so bad. And then I do an entity clearing. So there's some emotion there that's attracted those entities as well. And then I like to hope, and I'm wondering if this is true, that when you do the entity clearing, that the light beings are taking those particular entities that are complete in and of themselves. It's not just one emotion that being when they were living had, it's their entire emotional body and setting it to rest. So the more we do this work, the better off everybody really is, because it basically takes those entities like out of the realm of being here. Is that correct?
That's correct. So if you shook somebody's hand, you didn't have an entity clearing, you're going to be exchanging entities. So if you do a clearing, when you shake their hand, we'll say all of a sudden, probably would not be giving them anything, but they'll be giving stuff back to you. Well, the person can actually feel better because they may have left them, and now you got them. So that's not too funny,
right.
But if they got a healing from you, the entities go, wow, look at this house in here, man. I mean, nobody's in here. Have a field day. Gee, money, let's go. They'll hop from that person into you. Person feels great. Why? That writes your name right. Why you can't pronounce words correctly. You know, all different things like that. Why all of a sudden you don't know what to eat for lunch. You know, you have all this indecision because all the entities want to eat things. Why you start having cravings for junk food. Why all of a sudden you decided to smoke a cigar and never smoked before in your life? You know. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Ron. It's like it's funny, strange, not funny, haha. But it's kind of like so uncomfortable to think about it. You just have to laugh, like to lighten it up a little bit. But it's wonderful at the same time that if you know this and you have this clearing, you can go, well, you know what? I'm just going to go home and do that clearing, and now none of us have to deal with that particular entity ever again. Yay! So that's awesome. Okay.
And just think if you go into a room, let's say you go, you know, to the food court in a, you know, your favorite shopping mall, right? You walk in there, and everybody in there has black eyes. Right away, you know that they're possessed. Black eyes normally means the spirit isn't in the body. It could be in the body, who knows? Thousands of them. Are you going to want to hang out there? Probably not. Especially if that person is going to be fixing your food. Fixing it up. So back to you.
Yes, at the same time, it's not our responsibility to clean up the world, so probably best to avoid that if you see that. Okay. The next person, it's kind of the answering that question that we had again. It says, the alien attack removal option list on the alien parasitic life form for AI. That's what they're suggesting. Would get rid of the artificial intelligence. So that's the alien attack removal option on the alien parasitic life form. So that is an amazing clearing. It has so many different choices in there. So it would be good to get that clearing and just really get every one that you could possibly do and run it.
Yep. Keep on it.
Yeah. You know, you can open more than one window and really do it, because I think that one goes for either 10 days or 30 days, depending on what you choose.
Yes.
Okay. So the next is a question. Can you talk a bit about how keywords work? What is happening as I read them? How quickly do I need to clear those words before they hook me? And is it like a psychic attack?
It is. It's courting. So the words are there to connect to something you can't see to bring you energy, take away your energy. Works both ways. So how soon do you need to do that? Well, just up to you. You know, everybody has words that you hear. The words that offend you the most, or come at over, the words that make you feel the happiest or whatever, those are keywords that you use all the time. I imagine there's probably maybe 10 major keywords that everybody hears. And those are how the aliens can come into your energetic system, because you're opening the door for that. So, I don't know what those would be. Just think the words that you use all the time. You know, a simple one would be like maybe hello, how are you, I love you. That's a good one. Have any words you can think of?
Oh, I think it would be dude. It really would.
Yeah.
I say that a lot, so. It's my California influence. I think there's words that I hear at work, and I have to clear them because they just sound so, what's the word, they're very corporate. And they try to explain something like our core value is innovative, you know, ideas. And I actually will clear those words because they just sound so like they're saying nothing, but they're saying words. And I don't know if that's what you mean, but I feel like it's something that I need to get off of me. I need to release those words. I can't even think of them now because I've kind of let them go, but I write them down when I see them at work. I make lists of them, and I come home and I alien keyword release them.
That's good. Well, it's about that time here.
Okay.
Oh, this light ship healing, where you go to the light ship and you're out of time. It only happens when you're listening live. So you must be live on the program. If you're not live here in an archive, then you're going to feel the peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish. So, and here we go. Feel yourself change a little bit with your energy system, because you're going to be out of time and bilocated. So here we go. Bringing you up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right now we're going into the oxygen room, and bubbly oxygen. We're going into the hot tub room. That's for detox. We get green gel this time. We're going to go into a room which has flowers. So this is the flower room. I'm going to request healing in each room that we go into here. So here we go. Maybe out loud, maybe repeat it about 4 times or something. Here we go. Our room, the energy in. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going into the room which has the little caterpillars. Well, they're not butterflies yet, but it's the caterpillar room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And people have requested in the past, went into the room with wolves. Here comes the wolf energies. There's 3 wolves coming. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room looks like it's the room with the pigs. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And some people have requested in the past drafts, so we'll go into the draft room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see. Let's go into the room. We'll go into the room with fish. Well, let's go to the room with trout. Well, the trout's going to come and do some work on you, so 3 trout. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to go into the room, which has the gold mist type energy. Here's the gold mist energy coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Room with the little hummingbirds. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One more room. This will be the room that has bears. So here comes the bears. 3 bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll come back from the light ship, everybody. Coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, are you still with us, Michelle?
Yes, I'm still here. Okay, that was great, Ron. Thank you. It was a good tour. Okay, so we did have some clarification on the stores going out of business. They said basically big chain stores or big store chains. So,
even Florida, huh?
Yeah, Florida. I actually think it's happening all over the country. I know there's some big chain stores that are closing around 200 different stores all over the country. So there's all sorts of changes taking place. Things are moving. Okay, let's see here. There was one I was going to read. Let's see. It says, the person is suggesting timeline crash, entity stubborn. So that the entity is being stubborn, and I know an entity clearing is part of the timeline crashes, and they ask, could that be a possibility?
Could be, uh-huh.
Yeah. Can entities, can they, like, resist?
Typically not. They may leave first before they get released. But once, you know, they're spotted and you do a clearing, they're gone.
Oh, cool. So I've always wondered, Ron, I don't know if anyone else has had this experience, but let's say you're relaxing at night and you put on an entity clearing, and just as you're relaxing, you, like, a body part just kind of moves or jolts. Now, is that some part of your electrical system in your body, or is that your body part coming back, or is that an entity leaving?
I would say it would be an entity being released from you.
Cool. That is
also
what it feels like.
That you're under attack if you feel like a pinprick or something, you know, you're doing fine, nothing's going on, you know, either laying down, watching TV, or doing what you're doing on the computer, and all of a sudden you get this sharp pain in your arm. You go, what the hell was that, you know? Well, you just got probably some kind of injection in your body. Maybe you're on one of those tangent timelines where the aliens want to experiment with you. So typically you're not going to have anything going on in your body that's going to give you a pain like that. And, you know, watch baby's feet. You know, they're being, others holding an infant or something, you know, and got them over their shoulder or holding them, you know, walking around. And all of a sudden the little baby starts whimpering and crying and jumping around, you know, with its legs and stuff. And you wonder, gee, kind of unruly, you know, what's going on, you know? Well, it's probably under attack by the aliens. They're trying to go into its energetic system in the feet with all those meridians there. Or babies, you know, crying and jumping around and you're wondering what's going on with the baby. Well, and I'm sure there's mothers out there, you've all had that experience.
Yep.
So that's what's happening. Back to you.
Okay, we have somebody who has been losing and finding some things. It says, about 6 months ago, I lost my glasses and thought they were gone for good and forgot about it. 2 weeks ago, I lost my address book. I requested every day to have my handler give me back my address book. 2 days ago, my glasses showed up sitting on my desk next to my computer. I kept asking. My address book showed up 2 days later.
Oh.
Awesome. That's great.
Oh. The aliens are responding to you. Remember, they're probably getting lots of energy, either because you know that they took it and you're upset with them, right? Getting that energy, or you're so happy that you found that energy that you're with me, you know? Getting that energy, too, because they don't really care. So you might as well work the system, you know? Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? If you can't win them, join them, but that's not exactly what you want to do, but at least you're communicating with them, telling them what you'd like to have and what they took away from you. And maybe it was a mistake. Maybe they really didn't want to have that address book or your glasses. You know, maybe they put them on and they go, kind of fool would wear these things, you know? And they put it somewhere else and they go, oh, man, they want them back? Oh, we're sorry we took them, you know? Maybe they're playing with you up on, it was some kind of board game or something, you know, that you're having fun with, you know? And one of them was, you know, take your glasses off, and then they shot you back here. Anyway, you don't know what's going on outside of things, outside of your realm of experience, because you can't see into those dimensions. That's the whole process, is tell them what you want, and more than likely they could probably help you out and bring it back, because they really don't need it. No? Oh. Back to you. And then, like you said on the last show, I guess, yesterday, you know, always ask for a smarter clone, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, people say, yeah, Ron, I asked for a smarter clone, and it really helps, you know? Oh, right? You had to ever ask for a smarter clone, and you had more intelligence, or things kind of went your way, you had a knack for something, you know, let us know. We're not going to read your names. I think it's anonymous anyway, what comes into us. So that's chat there. So back to you.
Yeah, it's really interesting talking about asking for something, like, say, you lost something and you knew you just had it. And you can't think of where you left it. I have, even before I knew about all this, I would be like, I would get to this point where I would say out loud, give me my thing back. And it would show up. So bizarre. And I used to think, wow, did that really happen? No, maybe I never lost it in the first place, you know, but now I know. No, it's real. So it's happening. Okay, you just have an... Oh, go on.
Also, you were abducted onto another timeline. Do you think? Going back, you go, well, I know I put them over here. You know, you can swear to it, bet your life on it, and you go there and it's not there because you're on another timeline. You didn't have it on that timeline, so it doesn't exist there. And maybe you left your keys, you know, in your car, for instance. And, you know, on that timeline that you're on, timeline that you lost them, that you're trying to figure this thing out, think you put them there, back, well, they're actually in your car, but, you know, you're not on that timeline. But you're having the remembrance from another timeline that you put them over here. That can be very disconcerting. Start questioning your sanity. And it's a good thing to question, I guess. So anyway, am I the real me or am I another real me? Real me number 29 or something, you know? Back to you.
Yes. Okay, well, you have a really nice big thanks, Ron, today for the great call. So, I really like that today. There have been a couple requests here for a movie list, and we're getting one going. So I'm just going to leave these in here, and we'll collect them and get a movie list together. because I do see a movie list in here, but it doesn't list a couple movies that I know that we've talked about. So we'll get those all together, and then we'll send that out in maybe a couple days, or see if somebody can put that together and work on that for us. So,
and if you haven't seen the movie They Live, that's probably the first one. That's one of the better ones that's out there, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, I honestly have not seen it. I've seen a little clip of it on YouTube, but I tried to get like the whole video, and for some reason at the time I couldn't. I can't remember, but that is not on the list, and I know you've talked about it several times, so we want to put that on the list, and I definitely want to see that because the preview that I saw looked very interesting. Oh, The Mist. That was another one you guys have talked about in the past, too. And Jupiter Rising.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if we have time. I think we do. For a time travel question, it says, I took Ron's recommendation and checked out Travelers on Netflix. Some of the physical issues the travelers suffer from remind me of things I have gone through. For example, when their implanted communication devices go haywire. Could some of us be time travelers and not know it? If so, can we use the clearings to help ourselves with related issues?
Well, yeah, you could be time travelers. That's perfectly true. But whenever you have a memory of the past, okay, you're actually going back and time traveling onto that timeline. Well, for that, you're all time traveling, okay? Oh, you know, I could say, well, think of, your favorite Christmas, that you've had at any age. And, you know, you're going to go through, go, yeah, this is the one here. And you're going to start bringing up that footage, we'll say, of that favorite Christmas. Oh, right away, you had a time travel. Go there, okay? Because your memory is going to make a timeline of that, so you're going to time travel back there. Yeah, so from that it's true. How do you do a clearing to get off of it? You want to see where you are and keep timeline crashing it. And, if you were from the future and you came back, or you're from the past and you catapulted yourself into this reality because you wanted to view the future from your past, all those are just, it's sort of hard to talk about them as to what clearing you could do. I really can't elaborate on that too much. But you know that you don't want to be on timelines. And, you know, there could be a situation to where maybe you're sleeping. Or maybe you're sleeping 1850 and you time travel here and you come here very, very frequently by time traveling. And so, you know, you don't want to really get rid of it because you may want to go back and wake up in 1850 again. If you do relate to shows that are on TV and, you know, we'll just say movies, maybe you have a fascination for people who are water skiing or something, or people who, you know, are climbing mountains, or people who do bungee jumping, or people that like to watch horses and watch cowboys and Indians, we'll say, or the old movies or war footage or anything like that. That's typically because you were probably there, especially, you know, being more realistic here. You know, if you're an antique collector and you can have all these antique things around you, well, you have lived and you enjoy that era. You're bringing back your past into your current reality here because you can remember that. You still could live there. Oh, you know, you could go to a house that's having a garage sale, and maybe it's a house that's, let's just say, 70 years old, and you could be living as a neighbor, you know, 70 years ago. The person has a desk. Fully enjoy. So now all of a sudden you hear about a garage sale at that house. There's that desk and you got to buy it because you wanted it you were younger, and now you're here, this time frame, and you could only be, you know, a different age. You could be 10 years older than what you were 70 years ago. Depends how you come into a body here, and you want to get that desk. You know exactly where it is. There's people that could probably walk up to different places and say, yeah, this used to be right here, and I know that. Or I recognize that car. I walked down that street in New York City. Well, I knew when the store was there, and it hasn't been here for a long time. It was out of business. And I remember going in there, and I see it on TV now. Well, guess what? And I guess the guess what is to go here. So tomorrow we have our 7-hour conference call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. And we'll do the Mind to Heart drop now. Oh, thank all the ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners. Go. Mind to Heart drop, everybody. You have to command your spirit out loud. Remember, we're getting your spirit involved with your life. So I now command my spirit. Make the thoughts in my head. Drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, thank you, everybody. Bye.